A comprehensive report on key economic factors of Monroe and Northeast Louisiana is being released this month. The University of Louisiana at Monroe's Center for Business and Economic Research Factbook compiles the most recent demographic, labor, economic, and quality of life data. ULM economics professor and Factbook publisher Dr. Bob Eisenstadt says the 2011 edition is unique in that U.S. Census numbers are applied in the report.
The census constitutes the baseline, and then from that baseline, then in the intra years, you have estimates that are made based on birth and death statistics and migration data and so forth.
Working from census counts for population trends in the area, Eisenstadt reveals the Factbook's findings.
There's been minimal growth in population within the Northeast Louisiana community.
The center includes data from Lincoln Parish. However, Lincoln is counted as being in the Northwest Quadrant when state figures are tabulated. Eisenstadt says growing numbers in Lincoln Parish tilt overall population favorably.
A 5.5% increase in Ouachita and Lincoln parishes.
Growth of developments along Highway 167 and the Squire Creek area have given a boost to Lincoln Parish. City of Ruston Economic Development Administrator Christy Lumpkin says in addition to the sizable workforce of two universities, the area is welcoming an increase in the healthcare field.
They're trying to bring in not only recruit physicians, but bring in specialties that we've not had in the past, which keeps people coming into the area and keeps them here.
Job creation to get population numbers up took a jump earlier this summer. Eisenstadt says the announcement of a planned expansion of CenturyLink is very promising.
These are real, honest-to-God, middle-class income, mortgage-qualifying jobs in Northeast Louisiana.
CenturyLink spokesperson Anne-Marie Sarter says recent acquisitions are responsible for the vibrant growth.
With the acquisition of Embark and then Quest Communications, and then finally, the most recently announced acquisition of Savvis. The company has grown significantly, and with headquarters here in Monroe, we anticipate that we're going to need to expand the workforce here over the next 5 years.
A healthy home market remains intact. Home buying activity this summer has kept pace with that of recent years. Chuck Roberts is with Keller Williams Realty in Monroe.
Between here and 2007, it's actually, if you look in that time frame, we're actually up a little bit.
The Factbook's research into existing home value, however, shows a somewhat misleading result in the value of existing homes. Eisenstadt provides an example of what has taken place over the past year. Given two sectors of homes, those valued over $200,000 where the average price is held steady, and those under $200K where prices are flat or have dropped, a greater number of houses at the higher value have sold.
The mix of homes has changed, making the average selling price appear to have gone up. When in fact, if you picked any one specific house, it's not necessarily the case that that house has gone up in value.
Automotive and retail numbers have rebounded from previous years. In Ouachita Parish, new vehicle registrations were up almost 10%. Retail sales saw a 5% increase. Eisenstadt notes the majority of those gains occurred in Ouachita Parish. He says those numbers are most likely the result of population consolidation, where residents from outlying parishes moved to a larger metropolitan area because of employment opportunities. What that transition proves for rural parishes in the future will be a number to watch. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.